First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Where are you, Onanta? Tell us.
I'm very fortunate that I'm in Cornwall, England. So we're South England, and where I'm staying, it's called Watergate Bay. We're not far from Newquay, kind of in the center of Cornwall, where you're able to enjoy all of Cornwall from a central spot.
So now this is part of a longer trip that you have planned. This is just sort of the first stages, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we flew into London on Friday, and then we stayed a night in London, went to Buckingham Palace, did a tour of the staterooms. And if you're a royalist, this is a must do. It was so hot in London. It was like 32.5, like the hottest day of the year there.
Wow.
And walking around was fun. It was not many crowded, so it was good. And then the next day, we took a rail from London Paddington to Newquay.
So if people don't know, you're a bit of a royal watcher. So what was it like visiting Buckingham Palace? Was that the first time you were there?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's been on my bucket list for years, ever since the tours opened. Every time it was the wrong timing. But this week, it was I was able to get in. I didn't know if my flight would land on time, so I didn't book tickets till I got here. And there was no issue. It was available to go in. I always recommend people to book in advance, though, just in case. But it was fun. It's a self-guided audio. And so we walk through the different staterooms. And we're able to see places where you kind of would recognize when you were watching, like, the coronation or when they had wedding pictures taken. They had the king and the queen's coronation robes on display. So for me, that was fabulous. And then we ended the tour in the garden area. And this is where they have their garden parties throughout the year. Well, I can't say throughout the years, but spring and summer. Gorgeous views of the Buckingham Palace. It's a really big lawn. So you can actually see if you're a royal watcher like me, when they have garden party overviews or telling us about it.
So you can almost imagine yourself at one of those garden parties with all the royalty, right?
Yes, and having a special hat on or a fascinator, it'd be perfect.
So, like, how long does it take to tour Buckingham Palace?
We just did the staterooms. And it is self-guided. They recommend an hour, but you can go longer or you know, whiz through it, depending on what your energy level's like.
Mm-hmm.
But you have lots of time. Being that we're into September, it was actually not bad as far as crowds. Not many, if any, school kids. And it was just a nice leisurely way to enjoy the palace.
And you didn't get to see the king or anybody
no,
like that?
No, they're
right?
in they're in Balmoral, which is in Scotland.
Oh, well, is that your next adventure to try and catch up to the king?
No, actually, Prince Harry's in town, well, in London, so I'm waiting to bump into him.
Well, and you were saying that you were taking in some libations at a local pub. What's that like? Are there other tourists there, or you feel like you're a local?
Well, we're in Newquay now, and it's all about surfing, the beach, being outdoors. So being in a pub, you go to the bar, you order what you want to drink, you can sit inside, you can sit on tables outside. This pub actually had a beach right on with the sand and so on. So it was gorgeous. It really,
it sounds
really
like
nice.
Sounds like it. You know, when I think of England, I don't think of beaches and sand and surfing, but it's kind of funny, hey?
It's gorgeous. Like, and it's so many people are in tune to their lifestyle here, being by the seaside. We took a train from Paddington down here, and we stopped at different places. So lots of interesting ports that you could, you know, we have a car, so we're going to go visit like Berg Isle. This is where Agatha Christie had her place there in the hotel and wrote different books.
So, oh, wow.
Very interesting. When the tide is in, you have to take a sea tractor across. So I think one way we have to do it. The other way, we'll just walk back.
Well, that all sounds wonderful. So what's on the agenda for the coming week then?
So trying to do a lot of coastal walks. Being near water is my happy place. So today we did it to Newquay and we did it to Fistral Beach. And then tomorrow we'll probably do it to Padstow.
So how did you decide on this area of England? Did someone suggest it for you, or you did it in just in passing? You know, like how did this come up that you wanted to visit this part of England?
Well, do you know when the Prince of Wales, previous to him being the king, he owned the Duchy of Cornwall. So that kind of intrigued me because it has a royal connection. And now Prince William owns it. So there's that. In fact, when I was looking for accommodation, I was looking at the properties that he owned, but it was not in the mix kind of thing. It was out of the way. And then I've been here as far as Exeter, and I loved it. So I thought I'd explore more. And then hearing from different friends and guests, like our clients, that have been here.
Mm. Are you developing a bit of an English accent yet?
No, no, not yet. I have indulged in a Cornish pasty already.
Which oh, is, nice.
Yeah, so we ordered a chicken and a traditional. So they're huge. One probably could have been enough, but always good to be, you know, eat what the locals eat.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming, I just sort of have this picture in my mind that the place you're staying at isn't a big type of a resort. It's more of one of those small boutique type places.
That's it, exactly. And we are overlooking into the ocean over the beaches. So we see a lot of people walking on the coastal path or going to the beach. Lots of dogs. If you're a dog lover, oh, this is it.
Well, I am a dog lover, so it'd be fun. You've combined everything I like: beaches, water, pubs, dogs. Sounds like the perfect vacation.
No, it is. So far, we've been blessed with weather, and always nice when you've always wanted to be somewhere that you can go.
Very nice. Any particular type of tours that you're looking forward to in the coming week?
Not really. We're kind of doing it on our own, enjoying where we are, but also looking to explore. Like, we're going to go to Marlow and St. Ives into Fallsmith, and then Exeter. So just exploring the southern part of England.
Very nice. Well, it all sounds exciting. Everyone can follow your adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. And your website is onantaforbes.com. Enjoy the week in England, and we'll check back with you next week.
You bet. Have a good week.